Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Shavuos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zechet Afayin Ruziv Gahagon B'Karav Mamesh. And we just talk about Ganav for a little bit because we had mentioned Ganav in the previous Mishnah. Amar Lechad B'Shuk, a guy goes over to somebody else in the marketplace and he tells him, Hey Chonchar Shaganavta, where's my ox that you stole? You stole my ox, give it back to me. Ooh, I remember the other guy says, like Ganavti, I didn't steal your ox. However, Vaidim Eidim says Shaganavta. Eidim come along and say that he did steal it. Mishnah Tashlemi Kefel, he has to pay double. And let's say the Eidim say that Tamachu Machar, that he shechted it or sold it, Misham Tashlumi Arba Chamisha, he has to pay 4 or 5 times. And that's because this is what the Pasuk says. However, Ra Edim Shemash Min Ubayin, if this Ganiv saw that Edim were coming along and they're just about to testify against him, Amar, so he quickly says, Ganavti, I stole it. Avaloy Tavachti Vle Macharti, I didn't shecht it or sell it. And Misham Al Karen, he only has to pay the Karen. And that's because Kefel, double payment, is a Knas. And we already learned previously in this Masechta that Moide be Knas Pater. If a person admits that they owe Knas, they're Pater from paying it. And by that same token, he's also Pater from Dalad Vehei 4 or 5 times, because if he doesn't pay Kefel, he doesn't pay Dalad Vehei either. And moving on to Mishnah Hey, going back to the discussion that we started at the beginning of the Perek regarding all the different Shaimrim, different watchmen, and if they're going to be Chayiv for paying a Karen, Chaimish, and Asham, if they make a false Shvuah about their Shmira, about how they watch the thing. And now we talk about the opposite extreme of a Shaimer Chinam. Just like we said in the first Mishnah, that a Shaimer Chinam is Potter for everything, a Shayol is a borrower, he's Chayiv for everything. So here we have the same discussion from 3 Mishnayos ago. Amr L'Shayol, let's say the owner told the borrower, Hey Chan Shairi, where's my ox that I lent you? Amr Loin, the guy responds to him, Mace, it died, but that was alive. Vuhusha Nishbar, really got torn apart by wild animals. Oy Nishbar was captured by bandits. Oy Nignav were stolen. Oy Avad or got lost. Or he told him Nishbar, but really? Vuhu Mace and Nishbar and Nignav Avad. Or he told him Nishba, Vuhusha Mace and Nishbar and Nignav Avad. Or he told him Nignav, Vuhusha Mace and Nishbar and Nishbar Avad. Or he told him Avad, it was lost. Vuhusha Mace and Nishbar and Nishbar Nignav. So in all these cases, it's the same. He claimed that one thing happened to it, but really, something else totally different happened to it. And the owner told him, Hashbiachani, I make you swear. Vamar Amen, he says, Yes, Amen, I swear. And then it turns out that he lied. Potter, he's Potter from paying Chaimish Asham. And why is that? Because as we explained earlier in the Perek, he would only be Chayiv if his false claim would be saving him money. But this false claim of his anyway doesn't save him money, because a Shoyl's Chayiv to pay no matter what happens. So you're right, he lied. He said it was stolen, but it really died. Or he said that it was lost, but really it was stolen. Whatever the case is. But since he has to pay anyway, it doesn't make a difference. And that's why he's not Chayiv for a regular Shvuah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the last mission of the Masechta and the very first mission on the brand new Masechta, Maseches Edios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.